Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Psalms 128:1-4. The psalmist is not telling us that we will be blessed in our life because we are afraid of God. However, there is a side of God that strikes terror in our heart because of disobedience to the will of God. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, 2 Corinthians 5:11. The Bible speaks of God's wrath because of sin, and there are examples of God's wrath displayed throughout the Old Testament. The flood was certainly such an occasion of God's terror, as well as the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And spared not the old world, but save Noah the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, 2 Peter 2:5-6. The wrath and terror of God came upon these because of their ungodliness and sinfulness. The wrath of God is always in reserve against the ways of evil and those who choose to live such a lifestyle. Even now there is the impending threat of God showing his anger at those who follow the way of evil and walk in the path of the devil. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men, 2 Peter 3:7. The world awaits the final judgment of the God who demands the surrender of the human will to his divine authority. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, Romans 2:5-6. God has always showered his displeasure upon the workers of iniquity. Evil has never gone unpunished by the Creator of the whole earth. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10:26-27. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.